السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our nasiha and advice today focuses on Islam and Valentine's Day. We know the media hypes up that the people and the masses on the 14th of February is Valentine's Day. For us as Muslims, we should know the history of these fables and legends. It is said in the 3rd century after the miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was an emperor, an emperor Claudius, and he passed an edict and verdict that the soldiers cannot get married as they become very weak and cannot fight in war. So there was a kind priest, and secretly he would get the soldiers married to their beloved ones. And finally, ultimately, he was caught, imprisoned, incarcerated, and on the 14th of February, he was executed. However, before his execution, he sent a letter to the jailer's daughter with whom he fell in love, and he said, "From your Valentine." Obviously, all these are fables, fabrications, and legends, and have no reality in it. Why 14th of February? Remember that it was a pagan festival as well, and it is called Lupercalia. Lupa means a wolf, and the wolf chasing the females, the ladies. So when you study Lupercalia, it was dedicated to their gods and their idols. And these idols, their names were Fabrula. From there you get the name February. Nevertheless, even January is dedicated to an idol, Janus. But that is not the point I'm making now. So this festival of theirs would occur on the 14th of February, and they would have the names of females and ladies in a box, and then the names were taken out like a raffle, and that is that person now had to marry that lady, whether he's happy or not. So all these haram pagan customs, therefore they have Valentine's Day, therefore they have the celebrations, and the lover will send messages and, you know, cubits and many other things on Valentine's Day, roses and presents, and he will make manifest his love for his beloved. What does the Quran Kareem, the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, our Salaf Salih, our prior predecessors say about all this? The Quran Kareem is very clear on this issue. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhul yahuda wan nasara awliya. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'duhum awliya ba'd. They are the protectors and friends of one another. Wa may yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum. Whosoever befriends them, you love their festivals, their customs, their systems, then you become part and parcel of them. And the hadith is mention of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad, and it is an authentic hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the master عليه السلام said, من تشبع بقوم فهو منهم. Whosoever imitates a people and a nation, he or she, whoever it is, they become part and parcel of them. So imagine what the great warning this is for us. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the second Khalifa, and he was a genius. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allaha yantaliqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. That Allah ta'ala lets the truth flow from the tongue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So he used to say, Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi idihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and their customs and so forth. So this is a pagan satanic custom. It has no place in Islam. It's very sad that Muslim shops, some Muslim businesses promote it, and just for monetary gain. Some Muslims celebrate it. Some boys and girls are involved already in illicit relationship, and then they're sending to one another Valentine cards, Valentine wishes, SMSs, WhatsApp, and so forth. Remember, for us as Muslims, to participate in all this absolutely haram. And all four schools, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, all say it's haram. The Quran is telling you it is unacceptable. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews, the Christians, meaning the non-Muslims, they will never be pleased with you until you follow their system, until you follow their way of life. That is the type of Muslim today's modern world wants. Sometimes he's taking alcohol and wine. Sometimes and occasionally he's taking swine. Sometimes he's busy with his boyfriend and girlfriend. And sometimes it is Adam and Eve, and sometimes Adam and Steve. So that is what the modern world wants, to bring about the satanic system upon us. Hence, me and you as Muslims, the Quran Sharif is asking us a question. Allah is asking us a question. Afa hukm al jahiliyati yabghun? Are they looking for the law and searching for the law of jahiliyah, of ignorance? Wa man ahsanu min Allah hukma? Who can pass a better verdict and ruling than Allah? Liqawmi yuqinun, for people who have yaqeen, for people who have firm conviction, for people who have iman and Islam. We have our own system regarding belief. We have our own social system, political system, economic system. But the real truth and reality is, today the Muslim, majority of Muslims throughout the world, instead of influencing others, have become influenced by others. And therefore we live a life. Who is stopping us from, we live a life just like the non-Muslims to a great extent, Allah forbid. Who is stopping us from implementing Islam in our own lives, in our own homes, in our own shops? Nobody prevents us. But we say we want Muslim government, Islamic government, but we ourselves are not prepared to implement Islam in our own lives, in our own families. So it shows our claim is a very, very hollow claim. And we want to compromise with Islam. We want to apologize. And that is a serious, serious thing. So therefore, I urge you, I appeal to you, a humble appeal, my dear brother, my dear sister, my dear youth, do not get involved in all these satanic customs and festivals like Valentine and all these other related issues, because it is a sign of our iman getting weaker and weaker. And then there's fear, Allah forbid, that we will not only go their way, we will assimilate with them and accept. And how many incidents have taken place already like that? Therefore, I leave you with this thought. Who are me and you? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You are in Cape Town, you are in Durban, you are by the coast, or you are by in some other place, and the rivers and dam, and you see on top the bubble and foam. And that bubble and foam is a sign of falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and foam, it will disappear. Remember, falsehood must perish. How apartheid perished in front of our eyes. It was dismantled. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And that which is an asset to humanity, that will remain forever. Islam's example, parable Allah gave of the water, the pure water, that is beneath the bubble and the foam, and it is pure. So send the pure Islam's message throughout the world, and we don't want any diluted, polluted Islam. Islam, that is not Islam. So that is our message, my dear brother, sister. Stay away from Valentine's Day and all haram activities. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.